An open federal courtroom in Washington, D.C. will be the site of a historic hearing that, while ostensibly focused on a narrow issue of prisoner treatment at the controversial and constitutionally dubious Guantanamo Bay detention facility, today's hearing will be the first public airing of a range of practices that have been challenged for more than a decade. The practice of force-feeding detainees at Guantanamo is the narrow issue, but this hearing will also test a civilian court's authority to review the conditions at the military prison. 149 captives are still held at Guantanamo, even though half of them have been approved for release years ago. Today's hearing is about the case of Syrian detainee Abu Wael Diab, says Carol Rosenberg, veteran Gitmo reporter for the Miami Herald.
This is about one man, a Syrian, who was approved for release years ago. But the larger picture here is that Gladys Kessler, the federal judge, is putting Guantanamo forced feeding and hunger strike policy on trial. We're going to hear her collect evidence about how this prison has been handling the hunger strike that's been going on for about 20 months.
And this is a civilian trial, civil court, federal court system. This is not the judge advocates or the military tribunals, any of that part of the whole judicial infrastructure.
And the great part about that is I get to cover the court today without a soldier leaning over my shoulder or following me around. This is the federal court. This is the U.S. District Court on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. And a civilian judge is going to be looking over the shoulder of the military through a habeas corpus petition and deciding an issue of conditions of confinement.
Now, can she release Abu Wael Diab?
She can't. Because the Obama administration has already decided that they're going to do that. She's not deciding unlawful detention issues because the Pentagon and the State Department and everybody agrees this man should not be there. In fact, he's on a short list to go to Uruguay perhaps later this month or in November after they have elections. So the issue, the classic issue of habeas corpus, you know, bring me the body and decide whether he's unlawfully detained, that's over. The administration has already said, we don't want to keep this man. What the issue is really is the daily routine that he's been subjected to of forced feeding, tube feeding, because he's on a hunger strike. The attorneys for this man say that once or twice a day, a squad of soldiers in riot gear go inside his cell, tackle and shackle and carry him to a nurse, a Navy nurse, who puts this tube up his nose and feeds him because he's on this hunger strike. The lawyers say he can't walk because he's got back problems and wants to go in a wheelchair. The attorneys say the military has given him a choice. Walk, or we're going to take you through this forced cell extraction. They want the judge to order the third way. They want the judge to say those should not be the two choices this man has to make. And she's going to hear from a psychiatrist and an internist who met the man at the prison under a court order and examined him. And then she'll decide where she's going to go from here. This is a two-day hearing. I don't think we'll learn anything about her decision-making today, but I think after nearly a year of shrinking transparency at Guantanamo, we're going to get some insight into the functioning of this hunger strike. You know, they've been pretty much cutting the public out of most of the basic information on the hunger strike. They don't tell us how many people are on hunger strike anymore. They don't tell us how many people are being tube fed. We won't get those details, but we will learn about how this man describes what's going on and what's been in his medical records from two doctors who are coming in as sworn witnesses.
Carol Rosenberg, are the lawyers familiar faces from your long time covering Guantanamo, or is it a whole new crew of lawyers?
This might be the first time I see the Justice Department attorneys who are defending Defense Department practice, but these are the same lawyers who've been going down to Guantanamo for years working on these habeas petitions, and they're pretty excited about this. They and a group of the news media, you know, appealed to have this done in open court. The Justice Department moved to close up today's hearing. And I'd say that the lawyers for this detainee are pretty jazzed because they want the public to be able to see some of the stuff that they've seen.
Veteran Miami Herald reporter Carol Rosenberg has covered the proceedings at Guantanamo for years. Carol, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.